This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
If I said how I felt to the lead tonight, again, boss, I never, ever.
We appreciate the Bomarito family, the Bomarito Automotive family, for sponsoring the show content of this program. They do a great job. They've been with us for a long time. And if you get a chance, go to bomarito.com and go through their inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, and see if they don't have the right car for you, the Bomarito Automotive family. They have 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations, and nobody gives you service like the Bomarito Automotive family. We appreciate them being with us. We also appreciate Dan Shanka, the great writer, scout, football observer with our lads joining us. Dan, long time no talk. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Frank?
Very good. Are you back from Mobile? Where are you now?
Yes, we're back in the, well, my neighbor is Dr. Zhivago down here, you know, with all this snow. He called me when I was hitting the All-Star circuit and wanted to know if my driveway needed to be shoveled. So we're up to it's very deep, the snow up here.
All right. A lot to discuss. First of all, I want to go local. I want to talk about Drew Locke. How would you evaluate his week?
I tell you what, you know, Drew did some really good things, and I think that he impressed people with, you know, some of his moxie and things like that. I don't think that I don't think he hurt himself. You know, he didn't come out guns blazing and everything, but he had his good days, he had his bad days, or mediocre days, I guess. But you know, there's enough teams that like him in this particular draft that he's probably going to be, you know, somewhere in that top 15 players. I mean, we got him as our second quarterback, and you know, so I think that it kind of bounces back and forth because Murray is, you know, he's not going to hold up. I just don't. So, you know, and one thing, I guess, you know, about Drew, he's going to be able to take a hit. You know, he's thick and all that you like. You've got that strong arm. So, you know, he's probably going to go in that first round to somebody.
So you have Haskins 1, Drew Locke 2,
yep.
Murray 3, and Jones 4. Is that how you have him?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So not that you're in the personnel meetings with the Giants, Jaguars, and Broncos, but it appears those would be the three spots that would be looking for quarterbacks, the Giants at 6, the Jaguars at 7, and the Broncos at 10. What would be the best fit for Drew of those three?
Well, you know, I think for a young quarterback coming in, you'd probably like to see him go to the Jaguars because they got a running game, they got a defense. You know, the Giants, you know, he could learn behind Manning. I think he's going to be back. I mean, that would be a positive situation there. But for him to come in to start right away, I think, Jacksonville would probably be the place, you know, to get into. And then, you know, Denver's trying to smooth everything out there, but that doesn't mean, you know, John Elway wouldn't do something to get Locke if he likes him, you know, a whole lot. So, but, hey, we're still early in the process and everything's getting, you know, Daniel Jones, you know, some people might get excited about him. You know, it's you just never know about how these teams look at these players.
And it appears that you say top 15 because the Dolphins are at 13 and the Redskins are at 15. It appears that both those teams have to go quarterback too, correct?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, Washington's definitely going to be looking. And then, you know, Tannehill's time has run out, I think, for the Dolphins. So they're all going to be looking for a quarterback now. How soon? What happens, though, Frank, as you know, the panic sets in. You know, if they don't get a quarterback, all of a sudden all these guys get pushed up. Trades are made, and guys that will be taken in the first round are not first rounders. You know, I mean, there's no telling what's going to happen with, to me, right now, I guess, you know, you look at Haskins, Locke. I mean, I still see Jones as a second-round guy. Greer's more of a third-round guy. So, you know, they're, but some teams will go up and reach for a guy, and then you get a Tannehill.
Who's the guy, either past or present in the NFL, that Drew Locke reminds you of or that he could be a semblance of? What do you think?
Well, you know, he's a bigger, stronger. I mean, are you talking about the starters that are there now?
Yes, or past or present in the league. I hear Matthew Stafford every once in a while. What do you think?
You know, I could see the Stafford comparison. I mean, you know, Stafford is a tough guy that he can look awfully good at times, and he can look awfully awful at times. So, you know, I don't know if Drew wants to be in that mix, but in regards to and you know, the thing is, Stafford's never really won much there, and so I think that if you know, but Stafford's probably got a stronger arm, you know, so I guess, but Frank, I could see people saying that.
I want to ask you about Kelly Bryant, who you obviously did not see this week in Mobile. My impression is he could be as effective as Drew at the collegiate level, but he's not an NFL quarterback. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Bryant's a very good athlete. Decision-making is questionable. If he can settle in, I mean, he was in a highly competitive situation at Clemson and sat behind Watson and then played a little bit there and did some good things. I think that breath of fresh air might do some good for him.
What's his arm talent like?
I'd say average. He doesn't have a rocket or anything. I think that he's got, which you don't have to have a rocket. You just got to make good decisions, get timing, get the ball out there quickly. He's got more of a longer delivery. You like to see it tightened up a little bit. It'd be interesting to see how he does because Missouri might be a very good place for him.
I want to ask you about Tua Tagovailoa. There was a time that everybody thought that he was the second coming, and his numbers are just staggering. Is he great at the next level, do you believe?
Well, you know, the thing is, Frank, he's shown signs of being outstanding. I mean, he just his ball placement and his accuracy and his arm strength, is just really just top notch. I mean, he's right up there. He'd be a top five pick, but then he got injured and some of that, you know, took some shine off the, off the trophy there a little bit because his ankle and things were hurt all year. So he's kind of off a little bit, but he's with, you know, three NFL receivers out there too, and, you know, NFL running backs and an NFL offensive line, and you got to take that into consideration. But the thing we look for, you know, is accuracy. You got to have great accuracy, and you got to make great decisions. And generally, that's what he's done. He, you know, his decisions are off just a little bit, but his accuracy is second to none, especially when he's healthy.
If Trevor Lawrence were draft eligible, would he go ahead of Quinnen Williams and Nick Bosa and be number one in this draft?
Well, just because of the position, you know, there's such a small book on him, you know, and he got injured, remember, early in Syracuse. They had to come in, third team guy came in and kind of rescued them and everything. And so I don't know. I think right now, Frank, you could say that because he's big, strong, athletic. He's got a rocket for an arm. Some people would probably reach for him up there. But, you know, the book is so small on some of these guys. You don't know. Hey, they do something one year. The next year, they're not the same guy sometimes.
Getting back to Haskins, what makes him your number one quarterback in this draft as we speak?
Well, accuracy and decision-making. He's a very athletic guy. He's a big guy. And I tell you, he's very accurate. And like I said before, you got to be accurate and make good decisions. He's a little more mobile and athletic than people think. Again, the book is not big on him. Even, you know, when he's behind Barrett as a redshirt freshman, He got into play, and he was very accurate then. And then this year, he's shown great accuracy. And so I think because of the decision-making and the accuracy, and those, you know, obviously there's a lot of other critical factors you look at, but those two, I think you've got, and, you know, and Drew is just kind of erratic. I mean, the ball takes off on him sometimes. He doesn't know where it's going, and his accuracy, you know, is off at times, and decision-making is off at times. So I think that's the biggest difference between the two in my mind.
And then who in this draft, you had to bet $1,000, this guy's going to play in a lot of Pro Bowls. Who's the one guy that, yep, I'm positive he will be great?
Well, I think Cleveland Farrell, I guess he goes by now, from Clemson is pretty good. And I think Christian Wilkins from Clemson is, I mean, guys that have been consistent over their careers, that's who you'd always lean to and favor. And, I mean, to me, guys that have done it year in and year out for three or four, like Wilkins has been there for 4 years. I mean, geez, you know what you're getting there, and I think he's going to be a terrific football player for somebody.
Mm. How would somebody get your publication? How do they stay in touch with you? I know you'll be updating your mock drafts from month to month from here on out.
Right, Frank, because we don't have any mock drafts up right now. We won't do anything like that till after the combine, because we got to get verified information. You know, on there's 142 new guys that are going to be in this draft. And a lot of those, you know, the juniors or underclassmen, they got, you know, whatever their deal is. Now, I know they advertise 106, but there's really a lot more new guys coming in because of different ways the NFL stipulates things. So we wait till after the combine to get verified information on the guys. And just like this week at the Senior Bowl, for instance, the verified information helped like a guy like Penny Hart from Georgia State. Well, he's a little guy. He's 5'8", 180, but you know what he is. He's fast, he's quick. You saw that in practice and all that. But until you get verified information, you know, I just don't get too excited about too many guys until we see what they are.
Could Kyler Murray, could he be special in this league? I mean, is he Michael Vick or is he Russell Wilson? Who is he?
No, I tell you what, to me, Frank, I wouldn't take him in the first round. I mean, he's got accuracy, but, you know, and he, you know, I talked to baseball scouts. I wanted to get verified information on him. And, you know, scouts, kind of funny, I tried to call Oakland to find out exactly what his measurements are, and they either wouldn't tell me or they've never done it, believe it or not, a guy they took in the first round. But scouts, Perfect Game has got a scouting agency out there for all the high school guys and college guys, things like that. And I know their scouting staff very well, and they didn't get a verified on him either, but they said when they stood next to him in Oklahoma at baseball practice stuff, he's 5'8", you know, and you know, Frank,
5'8"?
In this 5'8". Okay. And I mean, you just can't, no matter what kind of athlete you are, and you saw that he's not hard to tackle. I mean, if you get him, if you grab him, but somebody's going to unload on him, and then that's it. You know, I mean, his career could be over. In fact, he should go to baseball, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion. But he's going to get beat up really well. See, Baker Mayfield is a thick guy. He's kind of built like a running back, you know, like a Dak Prescott, or he's not as big as Dak. But, I mean, you know, he's thicker and things, and he's 6 foot and change and this and that. Excuse me. But you know, I mean, Murray's a very slender guy now, too. They had him weighed in 175, you know, 180 pounds anywhere. And that's, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to lay my job on the line for that if I'm a general manager, because it's a game. It's a job-changing decision, that one.
Okay, before we let you go, sometimes strange things happen in the draft. Wasn't Aaron Rodgers in that draft room real late? It always happens. There's just, so let's just say something really strange happens, and Locke is not picked by Denver at 10, Miami at 13, or Washington at 15. The Raiders, and I heard an interview with his father yesterday, and the great rapport he has with John Gruden. Do you think there's any chance he could get out of the first round? I mean, the Raiders picked 24 and 27 with their second and third picks. I mean, do you think there's any chance he won't go in the first round?
No, I don't think so. I think he'll go in the first round, and just because you got to have a quarterback, and there's just, you know, too many teams that are gonna do their due diligence and look through all these quarterbacks and see what they see, and every team's opinions are different and how they, you know, approach things. But I can't see Drew getting out of the first round.
Good stuff. Honored to have you on the program, sir. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. Great being with you.
All right, Dan Shocko from Our Lads joining us. He's been with us for about 20 years, too. So, all right, maybe I'll buy a Raiders lock jersey. The one thing I won't do, actually, the Rams don't even have a first-round pick, so there's no chance in the world that Drew Lock could end up with the L.A. Rams. By the way, what do you guys think of these? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Isaac Bruce Jack Youngblood controversy with holding the trophy if there is an opportunity for that. But before we go to break, quick word about Maryville. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, and campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. Go to maryville.edu. We'll be right back.